Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it is Wednesday, the 10th day of March, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have a great researcher who's put out just masses of work on the multifaceted criminal activities of the global elite. In the second hour, Pastor David J. Smith, who puts out Newswatch magazine, he'll be joining us in the second hour. And it's a great magazine, by the way, for our listeners. He's going to be offering a free year subscription to the magazine. I mean, it's a full-color magazine, folks, full of exposés on what the globalists are up to. So Pastor David J. Smith is going to be joining us in the second hour of the show. A ton of news as usual. It's getting more and more insane, out of control. My webmaster at Infowars.com, the next 30 minutes, is going to be posting a detailed analysis of this situation where Masons blew somebody's head off in a ritual. And we found some other news stories where the Ku Klux Klan has done this and other people to their fellow Masons. And the Klan is a Masonic organization founded by the Supreme Grand Mason, Albert Pike. We're also going to post some black and white photos of Klan meetings where they wear pirate hats with skull and bones and skull and crossbones, Jolly Roger, because that's what the New World Order is all about. They brag about it. When I was inside Bohemian Grove, we have photos of this in the Bohemian Grove section. They have a big skull on a sign over in between two big redwood trees, and it says Lafitte in French, the famous pirate. So, I mean, they're openly saying, we are kings, we are pirates, we are criminals. I mean, they have these chants about, was he a king, was he a despot, you know, was he a pirate? And they get in these pirate outfits and do satanic chants. I mean, this is their religion, folks, of criminality, of feeding on us, on running the system. And that's what the New World Order is. That's what they're all about. That's where they got their money, was from running opium on their ships and piracy. That's where the Russell Trust got its money to found Skull and Bones. So, we also have, Paul Watson posted this, and I don't know why I've never mentioned it. I go in Starbucks sometimes. I like strong coffee. A lot less these days, because I think it gives me a headache. But everywhere, it's 666 is in them, hidden in images. All-seeing eyes, dripping coffee out of them, pyramids, into your cup. A lot of really serious occult symbols. The Starbucks symbol is the goddess, the earth goddess, the goddess of the night. But one of our listeners actually took a photo of this. Thanks for doing it. And, you know, I'm thinking I'll go out and take some digital photos of that and make a whole section. I mean, every Starbucks I've been in, to the point I don't really go in them anymore, is just satanic stuff wall to wall. Jeff writes, I had always thought a cup of coffee was brought to us through a combination of exploiting poor, sick farmers and by adding thousands of chemicals to give the bean a rich roast-like taste. How wrong I was when I saw this Starbucks window graphic. It appears the all-seeing eye is weeping a little coffee teardrop into a collection cup. Ah, how sweet. And it's an all-seeing eye on top of a pyramid, dripping the coffee for you. And that's in all the Starbucks. If you look carefully, I mean, there's one a quarter mile from me that has a giant pyramid in its main seating area. This stuff is everywhere, folks. Again, Francois Mitterrand over in France having the big gold pyramid built with 666 panes of glass and running around saying he was a pharaoh. Tony Blair channeling the light, doing Aztec rituals. George Bush and Kerry in coffins. Things are run by complete psychopaths.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. Again, thanks for joining us. Alex Jones here. We are expanding the Bohemian Grove section. We are expanding the Illuminati occult section on InfoWars.com right now. A great Skull and Bones and, of course, Bohemian Grove section is being prepared for PrisonPlanet.com. It'll be up there in the next day or so. But, again, I was spurred to expand on this on the website because it's so important. This is out of New York Daily News. It's also out of the Associated Press. I have a total of 4 different articles on this. New York Daily News, a secretive initiation ceremony in the basement of a Long Island Masonic lodge went tragically wrong when a member mistakenly pulled out a loaded weapon and fatally shot an inductee in the face, police said Tuesday. William James, 47, of Medford, New York, was pronounced dead at the scene of Monday night's shooting inside the Southside Masonic Lodge, said Suffolk County Detective Lieutenant Jack Fitzpatrick. First thing we need to do is find out if Jack Fitzpatrick, he's a cop, he's got the last name Fitzpatrick, he's in New York, I bet he's a Mason. I mean, that's what they focus on, is the constabulary, the power structures. And they just say they're sure it's an accident. I have another article here from a ritual that the Klan was engaging in. And they just so happened to accidentally shoot one of their members in the head. This just, we found quite a few articles where Masonic rituals, the Klan is Masonic, by the way, folks, that's admitted in dictionary encyclopedia. They catch them just accidentally blowing each other's heads off. And by the way, or people accidentally get hung, or, you know, this stuff happens. It just so happens to be that some of the higher level Masonic rituals are ritualistic killings of Hiram Abiff, and it goes back to the Middle East and back to Solomon and even back before that into Babylon. And that's why they wear the red fezes and the little red hats, and that's why their symbol is the Muslim crescent moon with a big Muslim Arabic sword under it. The Knights Templars, of course, then made a lot of deals with the Muslims and also fought against them during the Crusades, so it's a lot of this secret society stuff. And I want to make it clear that I'm not saying that all Masons are bad people. I mean, a lot of them are useful idiots who are compartmentalized. It's set up just like the CIA is. In fact, it was high-level Masonic organizations that founded the Central Intelligence Agency. This is what they do. This is how they control things through this beehive structure of direction and command and control. Most of the people that died at the Alamo were Masons. About half the Founding Fathers were Masons. And it was just a secret construction guild cult for them. It was Masons who dumped the tea in the harbor dressed up like Native Americans there at the Green Dragon Tavern. So, I mean, both my great-grandfathers were Masons. I've got a lot of Masons in my family, and they're not evil people. They are part of the good old boy club, but they're not high-level Masons. And, you know, they won't get into the rituals that they do, even though I know what the rituals are. And they go, oh, well, we talk about God, we talk about the great architect, but the supreme grand Mason over all of global Masonry for two decades in the late 1800s said that he worshipped Lucifer, and that the God of light was Lucifer, and that Lucifer was really God, and that Jesus was really the devil. And it's really sick stuff. And he said he feels the power of Lucifer seething in his hands, and, you know, all of this business. He was also the founder of the Klan. So we're going to post this photo. There's lots of these. These are in universities. These are in any book about the Klan, any big picture book about the Klan. I've seen many of these. The Ku Klux Klan, or that came out of the Knights of the Secret Circle, which was the Illuminati, Albert Pike, same group that set up Skull and Bones, they would dress up like pirates, wear skull and bones. Their symbol was a skull and crossbones. We've got pictures of Klan members with the pointed hats standing right next to other Klan members dressed up in skull and bones, black outfits with pirate hats on. This is what they're into. This is what they do. They do simulated murders at the lower levels. Then when you get up into the higher levels, some of the black lodges, the elite lodges, do the real thing. And that's exactly from the evidence we have what is happening in some of these cases. I can't say specifically that, you know, oh, we accidentally shot this guy in the head during a Klan ritual. Oh, we accidentally shot this guy in the head and killed him up in Long Island during a ritual. By the way, the article gets into all the death stuff. You know, they got skulls on the altars, and they get in there and pray to the Dark One and all this business. But, again, that's Christian. It's very Christian. It says James was participating in an induction around 8:40 p.m. at the Southside Masonic Lodge when Albert Id, 76, pulled out a gun from his pants pocket with real bullets instead of blanks and shot him. Fitzpatrick said, and it said he had a permit since 1951 for the .32 caliber handgun used in the shooting, but it was not clear why he brought it to the ceremony. A second weapon, a .22 caliber pistol with blanks, was in his other pocket. The detective said both weapons are approximately the same size. Oh, it just so happened he had two of the guns. Big accident. Fitzpatrick told reporters at the news conference that the police would believe the shooting was completely accidental. So they do believe it was completely accidental. That's a quote. Police believe the Masons sat James in a chair and placed hands on a small platform around his head. It says Id was standing approximately 20 feet away holding a gun, Fitzpatrick said. A third member of James's view held a out of James's view held a stick. And when the gun was fired, the man with the stick was supposed to knock the cans off the platform to make the inductee think that real bullets were being fired. See, they torture people. Fitzpatrick said the ceremony was designed to create a, quote, state of anxiety for the inductees. Police also found a guillotine, rat traps, and a wooden board that Fitzpatrick surmised was used in some type of walking the plank routine in the basement of the one-story building. Ed pleaded innocent to a second-degree manslaughter charge at his arraignment before Suffolk County District Court Judge Paul Hensley in Central Islip. He was released on $2,500 bail in order to return to court on April 27th. Oh, so got a month or so to hang out. Ed's lawyer did not immediately return calls for comment. Fitzpatrick described Id as quite stunned and distraught. The shooting shone a spotlight on the Masons, a highly secretive society that traces its roots to medieval craft associations. While officials in the lodge denied the gun played a role in the ceremonies, Fitzpatrick said members told police the rite involved a gun with blanks goes back at least 70 years. And it says Carl Fidgey, Grand Master of New York State Freemasons, released a statement early Tuesday in which he said guns do not play a role in any official sanctioned lodge ceremonies. We are fully cooperating with all the authorities, appropriate law enforcement officials, he said. Yeah, they're with their brothers. They're all going along with it, making sure everything's fine. These were all pretty old guys, obviously high-level ritual. Most of the low-level, mid-level Masons never get down into the guillotines and the coffins and the guns and the rat traps and all of this macabre stuff. Kind of stuff you'd expect to find, you know, when they bust into some farmhouse and there's a basement and there's, you know, a bunch of videotapes of young women that have been chopped up after they were raped, you know. Kind of that whole macabre layout, you know, we've heard that before. Just the same MO, same criminology. But hey, maybe it's an accident. They just blew this guy's head off just by accident. He just so happened to have the two guns in there, and he just didn't know, and he just pulled one out and shot the guy in the head. And just so happens we're finding these articles going back at other Masonic and Klan meetings. Just magically, somebody dies. And just so happens that Hiram Abiff, was killed by his fellow Masons. And they normally do the simulated murders, but sometimes people seem to die. The police always say it's just an accident and somebody gets a few months in jail or has to pay a fine, but the sacrifice does take place. We're not saying that happened here. No, no, no. We're sure the police officers investigating a right. This is no big deal. Just somebody's got their head blown off. But they're sure. I mean, within 2 hours of this happening yesterday, the police were in the news. I got off the air. There was this little article. It just so happened that, you know, the police told everybody right away, man, this is an accident. We're going to release this guy on bail, and that's the end of the discussion. How's that sound to you? Boy, I wouldn't be involved with these people. But again, we know the Masons are listening out there. We've actually had people call up who are saying they're Masons every time I talk about them, and they death threat us. They're going to come down to our office and kill us and all this business. But, you know, we're going to keep defending the country. That's how it works. Boy, we told you one more time, we're going to kill you, and we're going to kill your family. It's kind of nice people that are out there. I wonder if the other Masons know that their bosses are like that. Probably not. How many of you know you're worshiping Lucifer? We'll be right back. How's old Beelzebub doing?
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rod, you're so funny.
They go into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Yeah, I'm only alive because of the grace of God, because God wants me doing what I'm doing. I mean, I snuck into the big Masonic satanic shindig back in 2000 and shot video of it, along with Mike Hansen, who went along with me. And I got, you know, video of it. They admit I snuck in and got the ritual, and I'm only alive because God is put up a hedge around me, I have no doubt. Because even the low-level Masons, I would guess they've got to be low-level. These guys sound like they grew up, you know, never left their property, who call up and routinely threaten us if we even mention Masons. You're going to get it, boy. All of you are going to get it. I mean, we're just here covering the news, covering what's happening. And usually I think people that call up and threaten us are the lower-level fools who aren't high-level and don't know what goes on at the higher levels of masonry. And I don't talk a lot about it on air. I mean, it's really just all part of the occult, but we're going to get more into that here on the show. Coming up, just believe me, I haven't scratched the surface, masses of news. And, of course, your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Kelly Rushing in Kentucky, and I got the news articles, I talked to the local officials. It's true. They're no longer public servants. I talked to the officials, the authorities. He gave a police officer a Ron Paul video from Congress, public video broadcast on, you know, television, sent out over cable, C-SPAN, very radical, evil stuff, an elected congressman, Vietnam veteran, a doctor, very evil, very radical stuff, talking about the neocons in one of my videos to a police officer. And he was then, the cop next day pulled him over, arrested him, and said, you shouldn't have given me that video, that's a threat. And the judge said, you've given anti-government, anti-police videos, you're guilty. Last time we heard that they were postponing the trial for a while, and now to give us a report is Kelly Rushing from Lyons County, Kentucky. Good to talk to you, Kelly.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. What exactly has now happened to you?
Well, I went to court, and they tried to plea bargain with me. My lawyer told me that they wanted me to admit to a guilt of a charge of harassment, okay?
So no, do not do that.
No, I didn't.
Now, I told you they do that. You gave somebody a video, and they tried to say it was a threat, a terroristic threat, for giving them a Ron Paul video. Hey, tell them, let's go ahead and push it. Tell them, go ahead and put you in jail, and we'll get all the foundations out there on your side, and we'll sue all of them.
Right. Anyway, after I found out that I told my lawyer that, no, I wouldn't do that, that I didn't feel I was guilty of anything, I went out into the courtroom there and come to find out in the courtroom that they had dropped the two charges of menacing. Okay?
Menacing.
Uh-huh. And now they're strictly going after the terroristic threatening. So
okay,
on April 12th,
they're going to try to get it. If you demand a jury, which of course you should, they'll try to never let you bring that up. They'll say, did you talk to the officer? And they won't bring, and the judge will say, you will convict him. He talked to a god. You need to bring up the videos. You need to enter them into evidence. Did your lawyer try to get you to plea bargain?
Not really. No.
Okay, so tell us where it's going. In America, giving them a Ron Paul, an Alex Jones video, and by the way, American Free Press wants to talk to you for 3 weeks, and I, for some reason, dropped the ball. I'll get you that info.
Yeah.
I need to get them all the documents. This will be a major news story. You need to contact everybody at this point. ACLU, some of the conservative think tanks and defense groups. I mean, this is a major story. This will probably be national headlines. They're continuing with this. I mean, so what did they say when you refused to plea bargain?
Well, they didn't say anything. I mean, basically, when I went into the courtroom, then they told me that the prosecuting attorney told me that he felt that it was best that they drop the two charges of menacing, and they were only going to pursue the terroristic threatening on April the 12th.
Okay, April the 12th at the Lyon County building, courthouse?
Right, in Eddyville.
Okay, in Eddyville, the Lyon County courthouse, and you're going to be there. And so they say the trial is going to continue. Have you called for a trial by jury? Or?
Yeah, I called for a trial by jury. I guess April the 12th will probably pick a jury. So.
Okay, and we're going to have to stay up to date on this, and that's it. Now I'm going to have to get in touch with the media. I thought they'd drop it, but, of course, we're in the Soviet Union.
Right.
I mean, did you stand up and say, what is this? I gave them a video. Was the nutball state police officer there?
Yeah, you know, what's funny
is... Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. By the way, folks, I've checked into Mr. Rushing's record. He has no criminal record, no nothing. He just gave somebody a video. They want to put him in jail for a year.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we'll go back to Kelly Rushing here in a few minutes from Lyon County, Kentucky, and it's been in the newspaper. He was arrested, and you heard it, charged with a terroristic threat, menacing, forgiving a police officer. And I mean, this is admitted, by the way. A copy of a C-SPAN 45-minute speech by Ron Paul called Neocon, that we've read here on air several times, the text of it. It's posted on my website where he just talks about who really runs the government. And giving him one of my videos, which doesn't threaten police or anybody. It's award-winning film he gave him. So this shows how nuts they are, and he, you know, it's not just a boss hog county, though, you know, that tries this type of stuff. Big cities are doing it. I mean, they're that crazy that they really think giving them videos about how they're corrupt or about how the system's corrupt is somehow illegal. And in that Road to Tyranny video, they pull a lady over, Navy veteran, housewife, no criminal record, at a checkpoint, stopping all the cars. She says, no, you can't search my car. They jerk her out of the car, say she assaults him. It's on video, didn't assault him. We have the police video. Then they talk about how her pocket constitution may be illegal. You know, pocket constitution may be illegal. I mean, they think a pocket constitution may be illegal. I mean, it's yes, it's Twilight Zone. Yes, it's insane. Yes, it's out of control. Let's go back to Kelly Rushing. Kelly, you were going to finish up. Go ahead and talk. I'll quit running over you. I'm just freaking out that you went back for another pretrial And they said, oh, please plea bargain that you at least harass the officer.
Right.
So you said no. I mean, describe what happened.
Well, basically he acted out just like the tape. You know, when he came to my window, after he pulled me over, I asked, how you doing? And he just said, get out of the truck. Right. And the second thing he said was turn around. And at that time, I asked him, why am I being arrested? And he told me for terroristic threatening. Okay, and then later on in the car, I told him that, you know, when a father sees something in the future that may be detrimental to his children, he would take a course to protect them. And that's when he wrote on his report that I had threatened his
family. They arrest you for a video. And then later, you know, you commit crimes in the car, you commit crimes in the jail, which you later go to jail for, and everybody knows what that means. We're fighting for our children. Hey, sir, you know, how can you say I'm doing something bad? As a father, wouldn't you want to stop what's happening in this country? Oh, that's a threat, too.
Right.
You know, now everything's a threat. But they want to drop the menacing. So in 2 days, I guess on Friday, you're going in what time at the Lyon County Courthouse?
At 1 o'clock on April the 12th.
Okay, and they say this is for jury selection?
Yeah, this will be for jury selection.
Okay, let me make a prediction. They're going to corner you and threaten to charge you with other things if you don't sign right now. And at that point, you've got to say no. You've got to keep going with the jury trial, and you've got to start. I had all these names written down, Kelly, of conservative and libertarian foundations that would just sue them, and now I can't find the folder, and I had the news article, and I had your faxes. I still have those.
Right.
Those are at my house.
You know, what's funny is I've given these same two tapes to plenty of other people, and I never had any problems. Because I give them to a police officer, now for some reason I've got a problem.
Well, they're lunatics, sir. I mean, they're on complete power trips. It's like giving a Nazi... In Nazi Germany, a pamphlet about how arresting Jews is bad. What do you think would happen to you, even if you were German?
Yeah,
they're going to take you, and you're going to get charged. And again, it's an analogy. I'm not saying they're Nazis. I'm saying these are Nazi-like tactics.
Right.
These people ought to be ashamed of themselves. I mean, they're in deep trouble, sir. And you know what? Even if you're convicted, it's going to then be a national case, and you're going to have a lawsuit that's so big, you're going to own... See, now they're causing the abuse. False arrest, it's already up at $500,000.
Oh, and by the way, Alex, you know, the officer has moved out of his house? I couldn't believe that.
Well, you know, the Bible says the wicked fleeth when none pursueth.
Yeah.
I mean, they're guilty, man. It's like, this is how they operate. I mean, you've got to be. I mean, folks, what type of wimp should police come to be? I was talking to a 35-year-old woman last night, really nice lady. I mean, you're talking middle class, and her car was broke down in a rural town on I-10, and the cop pulls over, and she has her hood up, and he jumps out and says, get out of the car, and drags her out, and gets in her face, and she's like, why are you so afraid of a broken down woman at 2 a.m. out here on I-10? I mean, these people are, and I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are crazy. They're unstable.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all enemy combatants, ain't we?
Well, that's the point of all this. So, Kelly, give us more details. I mean, did your lawyer say anything for you? Did you stand up and say, I gave somebody a video? This is crazy. I mean, they postponed it for a week and a half to, quote, watch the squad car video. What did that show?
Yeah. So far, my lawyer hasn't said a whole lot.
He didn't move with a motion to dismiss all of it.
Huh?
He didn't move.
No, he didn't move for a motion to dismiss all of it.
He didn't.
No.
Because he gets money out of continuing it. You need to get rid of your lawyer, buddy. I mean, is this some good old boy in the community everybody can trust?
Oh, well, I'm sure that, he's in the... And, Alex, you know, you were talking about Masons. There seems to be a nest of them around here.
Well, there's a nest everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, there are really a lot of them around here.
We're gonna show reason. This boy how things are done. Doesn't like our new world order.
Yeah.
We're gonna suck some money out of him and put that boy under the jail. That'll keep him under heel. So Kelly, tell us what else happened. I mean, describe what happened in the courtroom.
Well, the prosecuting attorney started talking about how the Second Amendment right was to be held up, and that he felt that it was best that they drop the menacing charges.
And what is this about Second Amendment? I'm confused.
Huh?
Kelly, what is this about Second Amendment? I'm confused.
Well, I don't know either. I know the prosecuting attorney keeps talking about he's not giving up his guns, so... So I'm not really sure why he's even bringing that in.
They're trying to get you to say the word gun, and they're going to put you on medication. You'll never be seen again. Keep your mouth shut about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Get rid of your lawyer, and we got to get you in touch with foundations right now. You're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because these people are nuts, and if it continues, you could end up having a problem on a dark road at night.
Yeah.
We're going to show him one way or another. He ain't going to get away with this. We run things in this county, not you. We own you people. We've owned you for hundreds of years, and you're going to learn we run things.
Yeah.
Now listen, did you ever talk and say, this is crazy, I haven't done anything, I gave somebody a video in America, drop this, did you say I'm going to the media, did you say any of that? Or did your lawyer just say, just let them approach you and say, here, plea bargain? I mean, what happened?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's happened. He's just kind of just laid down to them, and, you know, he don't seem to be showing any opposition here.
So basically, you're just paying him.
Yeah, I mean, I've already given him $400, and really, I don't feel I've gotten anything.
You better go get yourself a new lawyer now who'll be there on Friday. Get you a lawyer from three or four counties over. You know, somebody who's hard-hitting, ask him on the phone, hey, are you going to get in here and defend me? I gave this guy a videotape for saying all this. Now they're trying to plea bargain. I want motions. I want to, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is a major issue. Call the Libertarian Party. Try to get a Libertarian lawyer. I mean, you need to get rid of that lawyer quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly. You hear me, Kelly? This is serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
I got to get you in touch with some foundations, some organizations, and...
Right.
I didn't want to escalate it with these people. Getting foundations and groups involved, because then, you know, they'll really go after you. But now it doesn't look like you have a choice. It looks like they want to put you in jail for a year, and you can't put up with that.
No.
So be really careful.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you sent me your lawyer's letter where he said, oh, these tapes are a bunch of garbage. I've watched them, but it's still not illegal. And,
right.
You know, I don't get this. I mean, look, that police officer needs to have psychiatric evaluation. They all do. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. Now, my lawyer told me, you know, that it's the officer that's pursuing this thing.
Well, that's a bunch of garbage. It's
first
a false, it's a false charge.
Oh, yeah,
it's them. Look, they're all deep down guilty, so it's the state police. It's the officer. Oh, we just got to, that judge can say dismissed.
Right.
In 10 seconds, but they're so weird that they can't, you know, just leave somebody alone. They got to make you say you're bad, because then somehow that makes you bad. You understand?
Right, yeah, I know how they work.
So you need to go in there on Tuesday and say, look, drop all this, and I'm not going to get, you know, everybody from the ACLU to you name it involved, and I've gone to the media, you
well,
know,
I've got...
and I'm willing to go to jail because, you know, I've done nothing wrong. What is this, the Soviet Union? I gave you a tape of a congressman in Congress and a documentary filmmaker who's award-winning. I've done nothing wrong. I'm trying to be politically active. This is not China. Now, I want a jury trial, and I demand one now, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Go in there and represent yourself and just say that. And so you people need to be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
And just leave it at that. This is insanity.
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly?
Yeah, yeah. First, you know, Alex, they told me that the Post was pursuing it. Then later on, they changed the story and said that the officer was pursuing it.
Yeah, all they're trying to do is scare you, because they're saying, as I told you, sticking tapes in a mailbox, that's the only area they could actually come after you. They're so dumb they didn't. They finally sat around and talked about it, and they figured out some charge. But now, because they didn't make it a charge at the time, and the post office doesn't enforce this stuff, they don't have a leg to stand on. Just right. Don't plea bargain. And even if you go to jail, which you're not going to go to jail, imagine how it's going to look then. You're in jail for giving somebody a videotape.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, it's going to be national headlines.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, I'll call you this afternoon, okay?
Okay.
Good to hear from you, buddy. Kelly?
Yeah.
Did they say anything to you when you left or anything?
No, sir, they didn't.
Was the state police goon there?
At this time, he wasn't. Now, the time before, he had his wife in there with him.
And what were they doing, bugging their eyes out at you?
I didn't even pay them any attention, Alex. I didn't even look at her. I mean, I couldn't tell you what she even looked like. I only know that it was his wife because my lawyer told me that he was sitting back there with his wife.
Well, under the Patriot Act, all these snot-nosed control freak lunatics are getting unlimited power. We're all in deep trouble. Good to hear from you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to Ethan, KC, and Steve, and everybody. I didn't mean to, you know, get off into that for 20 minutes, but again, it's been in the newspaper. Arrested for giving them a videotape. I mean, they're just, it's lunacy. And I said, they're going to tell you a plea bargain, go ahead and admit you're guilty, and just keep dragging it out. I predict they'll never let it go to a jury trial. They'll just keep threatening him and then, you know, maybe do something to him in the parking lot. I mean, there's just no telling what these goons are going to do. Kelly better have somebody with him at all times. Russian government to install cameras in every Moscow apartment building. Again, Big Brother, and they're doing that here in the U.S., truck stops may become fingerprint collection point. See, under Homeland Security, this is from eTrucker, under Homeland Security, we're all going to have to fingerprint to have jobs anywhere, and they're starting it with the truck drivers and others. We'll get to that. Board, use prints to track kids. St. Petersburg Times, more on kids having to thumb scan to get school lunches, to get on buses, to get into the schools. The district wants to identify students on school buses by their fingerprints. Again, we already talked about that, but more news on it. The government admits spy tech to monitor emails. Every email will be read now by the government. They're just publicly saying it. No warrants. We're just reading your mail. But again, this is the new freedom. U.S. urged to take lead in issuing biometric passports. There's a world treaty already. It's begun issuing the biometric world ID card. Military.com, major mainstream report. Troops that complain about bad health care at the VA are being denied all care, even though their legs are blown off. That's Congress admitting that. So, again, denying troops health care, that's good. If you're against it, you're with Al-Qaeda. Despite the fact that England doesn't want GMO foods planted, the government's now authorizing the total onslaught of the takeover of their biosphere. So we'll be getting to that. And they're going to use nanotech for Nestle ice cream. That's Wired News. They're going to put nanotech into the food. Microwave beam weapon to disperse crowds. I told you about this years ago, but here it is in the new Scientist. Police to be given microwave attack systems to control crowds. They're gearing up, folks. The fun. They got plenty of lunatics that think, Christians and homeschoolers are bad. And let me tell you something. They'll knock your teeth out and take you to a camp, folks. They'll stomp your guts out. We'll do it in a minute. As soon as they get our guns, they're going to start. And it's peer pressure. Even cops who are half-decent human beings will go, well, I guess I got to do it. I mean, this is what we're doing. We just had an American city nuked. We got to arrest all these people now. I don't want to, but you saw what happened. Somebody released smallpox just like the government said they was, and we got to arrest everybody. And by the way, I get to move into this neighbor's house now since I fingered them as Al-Qaeda. But, you know, it's kind of nice running things. See, that paradigm is now expanding. You want total wickedness? You want to enter the deepest, darkest recesses of Soviet Nazi life? We're on the edge, about to plunge into it. So everybody listening better wake up. That goes for police, all of you, and be good human beings and repent to face the evil we've all been involved in. To look at this society sliding over the abyss and stop being intellectually dishonest, stop denying how evil we are as a society. Let's go to Ethan in Kentucky. Ethan, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I was calling. I wanted to talk a bit about the Freemasons and stuff.
Okay, you go ahead and talk about them. Go ahead.
I was a DMLA If, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, that's the junior group.
Yeah, it's a degree of masonry that's offered to youth.
By the way, it's the Masons that are blowing each other's heads off in satanic rituals. That's New York News, folks. That are doing the DNA database of the children, getting us into the biometrics. They're the ones helping at the schools. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the DMLA is a Masonic degree given to people who aren't old enough.
Yeah, it's for boys, and then Eastern Stars for girls.
Yeah, well, Jove's Stars for girls, Eastern Stars for grown women, and if you look at the Eastern Star symbol,
it's an upside down star.
Yeah, and that's no accident.
Yes, it is.
I mean, yeah, if you study cults,
it even has the satanic markings on it. But
yeah, even someone who's studied a cult or even a ritual magician can tell you, yeah, if a star is inverted,
it has the symbols on it. It has the symbols on it.
Yeah,
you're driving in these small towns, big old upside down star with satanic symbols and. Police officer pulls you over, gonna need a little cash, man. I tell you what, you just stay there, Ethan. This is our time. We're taking over.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Look, my friends, all throughout history, strong men have gotten together in tribes and civilizations, from the smallest group to the biggest group, and created allied organizations to expand their control and power. And that's all these secret societies are. They're gangs that have their own rituals, their own systems. And they admit that's what they are. They're pirates feeding on you. And it's very scary. And they got a lot of useful idiots that rationalize being part of the system, and they really think they're good guys in many cases, letting us know who's boss, because if they ain't in control, somebody else will be, and we got a, it's a thin black ski mask line, you know, and you got to do this. Well, I'm tired of putting up with it. Before we go back to Ethan and Casey and Steve and Bert and Ray and many others, we got Pastor David J. Smith coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. Talk to him about the satanic upper echelon of masonry and much more. I got a bunch of news here, as I mentioned. I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, got pro-gun T-shirts. You know, a lot of evil stuff, folks. It's made right here in America, too, even worse. So you need to get these videos. And most people, 90% of those, including police and firefighters and public officials who see these videos, are waking up. There's more of us than there are of the control freaks. It's time to come out of the shadows, get in the light, stand up against the New World Order, and say no to their system. Hiding in the darkness, that's where they rule. It's time to come out against them, and God will protect you, folks. So again, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order any of the great videos via our secure online shopping cart. Big discounts if you get three or more of any of the 10 videos I offer that I made. I carry other videos as well. But there's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and 9/11 Road to Tyranny and Police State, Three Total Enslavement. They're all excellent. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via our safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free right now, folks, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I think the answer is we need to have people in Lyon County, Kentucky get the videos and make 100 copies apiece and hand-deliver 10,000 of them to the police department and say, you know, here's... Maybe even get that Ron Paul video, even more evil, a congressman in Congress giving a speech. Man, you know, are you going to arrest us for this? You know, this is how wicked we are here. You can write to me to get the videos at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So take action. We also need your support. Let's go back to Ethan in Kentucky. So yeah, you got inducted into the junior group. Why'd you get out of it, or did you get out of it?
I just stopped going after a while. I just got tired of it, didn't really have time, and kind of lost interest in it.
So what'd they have you do in there?
Well, we did do rituals inside of a Masonic temple, and there was one. The initiation involved, there was an altar, you know, there's four different people in each direction, east, and they have a chair east, south, north, you know? And then there's an altar in the middle of the room.
With two pillars, were you in there?
There were two pillars in the back of the room, yeah. And there's, you know, the eight-pointed star on the floor. And
did they have you get in the coffins? Or
no, we never did anything like that.
Did you ever see the coffins?
No, I did. There were secret passages in this lodge.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't let the DMLA folks generally,
yeah,
unless they're...
But I did go off once and... In this lodge, they would have these things called lock-ins where they would let the DMLA spend the night there. And I found some stone tablets that had some names etched in them of Babylonian gods, Baphomet and Pazuzu.
Well, that's a Christian. They say Baphomet's Jesus, they say, but
yeah,
of course it's not, but, you know,
it's
hey.
Well, if you look at the inverted pentagram, the Eastern Star, if you ask any, like, someone who practices the cult and claims that they're
well, it has
good,
the occult symbols.
Yeah.
And again, it's most towns in Texas have it hanging when you drive into town. Oh, okay. Hey, good to hear from you. We'll be right back, folks.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.